Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast. Hey, what's up?
Hey.
How you doing?
We doing. We got some visitors.
Yes, we got some visitors in the house. Who do we have?
Our brother podcasters.
You got the Scumbag Lounge.
Tell us who y'all are.
Your boy K-Stucky and your boy
45.
We in the building.
The Scumbag Lounge Podcast.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I don't want to get too off topic, but listening to their intro music had me so pumped and hype. And then I was like zen. It's like relaxing. It's so feminine. And I don't want to be a feminine woman right now. I want to be a hood. I want to be a hood.
But what song could we play? Like, they got Jeezy, right? Yes. So what song could we play Jeezy? By a female rapper? No.
Spin that shit.
Where my scamming ass niggas at?
Okay.
You got a bunch of songs out. You can play some Lil' Kim.
Think about that song.
You could throw some older Lil' Kim on there. Lil' Kim with some ratchet shit.
I'm definitely a Lil' Kim girl. I'm not a Trina girl, but Foxy. I'm a Lil' Kim girl.
Yeah, you could mix it up every week. You ain't got to do the same shit every week. Just do something.
No, I like ours. I like our, but. After coming hearing y'all intro, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, you wanna get hyped for a show.
Yeah, like that thing had me.
You don't wanna get relaxed for a show. You wanna get hyped.
What woman rapper get hyped though?
What female rapper or just rapper?
Female rapper.
I love Megan Thee Stallion.
Now,
Meg, some of her stuff.
Meg, it's a lot of nice female rap. Yeah. Ken the Man, I like. Love me some Ken the Man.
I love Ken the Man. Yes. That's a fool.
I heard.
Y'all gotta get
What about the one that the girl had the song that was real real popular here a while back?
Ooh, Glow?
No, it wasn't Glow. She's shit. It'll come to me. Hold on.
And now Cardi.
Young Miami Voice.
Cardi got. I don't like Young Miami Voice. I can't get into her voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, her and Trina, I couldn't get into Trina because of Trina's voice. I can't tell you but one Trina song. Maybe two.
Baby, let me tell you something.
I know her music, but like...
Gangsta Boo.
Where them dollars at?
Yeah, nah, you know, we can take it back.
Mia X?
Oh my God. We can take it back.
Man, Mia, I know I'm going to fire y'all somewhere.
Oh, Cripple trying to get up out of his chair.
Yeah. You know, I fuck with Mia X.
Hands down.
I fuck with Mia X.
Mia X was the best lyricist on Master P&M No Limit. Best one ever. I don't know, and to this day, I'm still mad about that Silk the Shocker shit, because how the hell this nigga had, I had to look that shit up. I said, Silk the Shocker had 8 albums with his non-rapping ass.
Non-rapping.
Ain't no way in hell.
You know what? Silk the Shocker was Young Dolph before Young Dolph.
No.
No, hell no.
No, Young Dolph. No.
I like Young Dolph.
Before y'all kill me,
gun. You wrong.
Hear me out before y'all call me. Hear me out before y'all confirm me.
You a lie.
Yeah.
When Dolph first came, Dolph was talking on songs.
Oh.
He wasn't rapping. He eventually started.
I ain't heard none of them.
Shit. His earlier shit, he was talking. I like,
I don't know
talking?
His earlier music. Bro, I didn't know him until he became mainstream.
Rapping, he's talking. Shit, the Shocker was talking. He wasn't rapping. He was
talking. Off beats.
All the time.
Talking.
Silk the Shocker was horrible.
I'm not saying he's better than
the only
Dolph.
Reason why he ever even made an album was because his brother had a record label.
Yes, that's
because
the only reason.
No one ever would have signed him.
Yo,
Silk
that ain't breaking
kill
news.
That Maya song though. Kill it.
What? Maya song?
That shit. He took that shit all the way to the top.
Let me ask y'all something. Why Maya won't get no pussy up?
What do you mean?
Oh yeah, because that's her thing. She
Tim's ain't giving up no pussy either.
Tim
thick like cold grits.
She is. But her skin is so pretty.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, she got some beautiful skin.
Why they gotta give up some pussy?
Yeah.
But
Maya knows.
Why you won't give up?
She
no
knows
more
her worth.
There you go.
Because I know my worth.
Because Maya said,
shit lose
if I need to
time
be in the music industry to do this, I'd rather go sing at the juke joint.
Maya said that?
I'm just saying that's...
But Maya's still holding on to this whole...
Mm-hmm.
Maya's still fine, though.
No, she fine.
Still fine.
God damn.
Preserved.
But she's still holding on to, like, I don't want to put myself in a compromise for music. Damn, man, you ain't getting nobody no pussy on, okay, on music or out of music. And you ain't nobody getting none of that.
So ain't nobody finna run her ass raggedy.
Look, that's why she look good.
Yeah. Why she can't just give up some ass and get, let somebody
why
see?
Why give it up?
She ain't got no highway miles on her. Mm-mm. None.
She about 50 now, though, right?
But what I'm saying is...
Close to it, close maybe. To it.
You got to get... I bet you that rose getting tore. So you don't run through roses every 3 seconds. Hey. Because she ain't just walking around ain't getting no busting no nuts look. Now. And skin that damn clear. Can't, you ain't bust no nuts. You get bumped.
Can't no roses give me no gonorrhea, no syphilis.
But you're bumping
no
up.
No HIV.
Your skin ain't healthy.
Hey.
You're bumping up.
Hey.
And you got you wrinkles
want,
in your face.
You want
face.
Acne or you want AIDS? Which one? Which oh. one of the two?
Ain't nobody say I had to go out here and then
AIDS is still live and in the flesh.
So is condoms. Buy some. You get some dick. Now cut it out, Maya.
Niggas out here get sick.
Selfish ass.
She don't want it.
Niggas out here get sick for lettuce.
I don't want it.
And you won't get nobody no pussy.
I don't want it.
I mean, she got her reasons, you know.
Her reasons are crazy.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. But that was her reasons. They're fine. Crazy to
granted.
You.
Granted.
What she said her reason was?
Shit, help
what
me
Tim's,
out.
What Tim's reason was?
Tim come from a... She raised different.
Well, first of all, Tim said she ain't messing with y'all American boy. She ain't messing with y'all.
She come different.
For real?
She come
no,
different.
I don't know. I just know her skin is beautiful. I mean, it's like
Tim's is a track.
She needs to be a Vaseline or cocoa butter spokesperson because her skin is just
I want to see her in a baby
smooth
suit.
And soft.
Damn, she got
it just looks
hips.
Smooth and soft, and I don't even know if it
she
is
like a fucking dually truck with them damn hips.
But it was like she dipped herself in cocoa butter and come back out, yeah. And she shea butter.
She's
I love her though as an artist. Though.
She's a, I like I her.
So,
I like.
I mean, she stuff. Young. She life ain't beat her ass up yet.
That's true.
Look at the old bitches who still look good. Erykah Badu. Bitch, yeah. Bad as shit.
Erica, but I ain't gonna lie, I'm kind of scared of Erica.
I ain't.
She's a witch.
What?
Yeah.
She did. You know what she did? She had Andre 3000 pants up to his neck.
Let me tell you something. I mean, you look at everybody she done been with.
Karma survived.
But you know, they all get along.
Karma survived.
Let me explain something to you about a witch. Okay, so not all witches are bad, not all witches are good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
a witch pussy?
So yeah, oh Erykah,
but she
any woman that dabbles
okay.
in mm-hmm. things outside of the norm, I will say, because we can dabble in astrology, we can dabble in spells, we can dabble in all types of different type of spiritual work. Okay, and we know that Erykah is one of those women, and because I am a woman who dabbles. Outside
you do?
Of the universe. In
hell no.
Work.
I know the reason why we ain't never got together. You want that bullshit?
So we tend to be succubus. You have to look this word up.
You better tell me about it because I don't even hear that word in my fucking life.
I'm
40 fucking 9 years old.
We tend to put somewhat of a spell, not I'm chanting over you, but we have an aura in a way.
Scared.
Of making men fall in love with us and then they're in love with us forever.
I'm scared.
Well, hold on, before you even go any further.
I'm scared.
Women have a natural aura anyway. Mm-hmm. We have a natural
a lot don't know how to use it.
The smell of that aura, once I get a smell of that aura from a woman, it does stay with me. But damn the bones and the you know, shaking
feet.
Of the chicken feet.
We don't
feet.
Use that.
I ain't eating a damn piece of chicken at your house.
We don't. And that paprika, baby.
We don't use that. I don't have to do all of that.
And they stew it.
What the fuck you do then? Yeah. What you do? Take my toothbrush, rub it around down. You know, I mean, you take something. You got to take some a personal mind.
They take the horse tooth.
Mm-mm.
I'm just joking.
No. I'm being funny, but
it's as subtle as coming from the sound of your voice. The first time you kiss them, it's that thing that stays with you forever. They never forget you. When a woman knows her magic, when a woman knows her magic, she is unforgettable by a man.
Mm.
How long it took for you to
find that out?
To do that?
I was in my early 20s when I knew how magical I was. I had niggas sick.
Man,
sick outside my job. Please talk
that,
to me.
She got that lucky charm puss.
And it was not men that I had slept with. It was not men that I slept. So I feel like Maya knows her magic, because Maya does not even have to have sex with men in order to have them captivated.
But why is she so distant from me in the end?
Because she can be.
Because she know men, maybe the men she has dealt with right. wasn't
okay. Granted.
On the up and up.
Okay. All right.
You always get bad more, you always get more for less. The minute you, I mean, hell, my grandmother told me back in the day, the minute you start fucking a nigga, he gonna start doing less. So don't fuck him.
What the hell bullshit is that? help me out, grandma.
I don't know.
Make him think he gonna fuck, but don't fuck him.
There so may you gotta be some know, truth to that. You gotta know your person.
But a nigga ain't gonna put up with so much of that.
Okay, well,
especially if he's got some other stuff going on outside of you.
I have a man now that I have never slept with. I met him in my early 20s. This man married and went on with his life. I'm married. I done went on my life.
Mm-hmm.
He inboxes me every week. Yeah. Just tell me where you want to go. I'll fly you out. Sends me money for my birthday every year.
See, men will call him a simp for that.
I wouldn't go to man a simp. I just say
he always tells me I'm the one.
What other word are we using?
Yeah.
Crazy.
What else are we using? Crazy.
Crazy. Crazy.
I guess the illusion.
I don't know.
So the expectation of getting you is what keeping him around.
I don't know. He's just never been able to shake me. And I don't know what it is.
You send the money back?
Oh, hell no.
And what y'all?
Absolutely not. It's a gift.
And what you did to him?
Nothing. I've kissed him. That's
sometimes
it.
You don't have y'all to do anything.
We went on 2 dates. I kissed him. That's it. Nothing That's else. It. Nothing else.
He stayed after you for how many years?
We met in I met him before I had my daughter. So
he's still trying
clearly
to
clearly over. Yes.
God damn.
He's my friend.
Because maybe you never get that maybe she is something that he never got fully. And he's still holding on right. to that.
If you give that nigga some, he gonna be on your ass like a tick.
Girl.
He gonna have a problem.
I mean, he got a whole wife.
Don't matter. He's still fucking with you, ain't it?
Know thy neighbor. That's
What difference is that? He got a wife. He's still fucking with you.
I think it's the illusion of she's the one that I just could never have. So, but I think, hell, if I was to meet up with him and give him some, he'd probably be over it then. Like,
no, he won't. Hell no.
No, don't think the worst.
No.
Think the worst.
I'm telling you right now, that nigga gonna be on your window like a fly.
Yep. He ain't gonna be behind, but he gonna be at the door.
And he gonna be on your ass.
Front and center.
But like I say, when a woman knows
her power, that's what she does to me.
Damn, I know that's right.
Maya
stingy. I don't care what the hell
you know. No, you just know your worth. Stingy. And you know what
you worth stingy.
She's not a virgin though, right?
Yeah, she hell. At this point, might have rewind the clock. No damn. The damn miles got rolled back.
I don't think she's a virgin. I just ain't giving up. She ain't throwing a thing in a circle.
There is a newness.
I just can't recognize her reasoning. Because on when she do podcasts, she be talking, her shit don't even make no sense to me. So that's just.
Why it don't make no sense?
Because it don't.
She probably don't like body to body. She probably have a phobia.
Of what?
Body to body. Like, maybe that's a phobia of hers having skin contact.
Let me tell you a story
my girlfriend told me.
It's a psychological thing. Yeah.
So my girlfriend told me this story about
and quit going all that spice and shit on the extra.
She don't want to sound weird.
Dating after 45.
She don't look weird.
Dating after 45.
Right. So she said the same. So she had been with her husband many years, and then now she's single and she's out here dating. So she was telling me about a sexual experience she had with a new guy she was dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
She's smaller frame, so she's about 140. Mm-hmm. And this dude was like 225, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said, so niggas don't even sit up and balance themselves no more. I got this big wide back with big old stomach laying his ass on top of me, humping, breaking my ribs. Like, and he's not even cognizant of I'm uncomfortable. This nigga trying to lift her legs up all behind her head because, sir, you ain't even got enough.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? So you done
oh my God.
Basically contortion my body. You got your big fat ass on top of me. She said she had to tap out. She said, nigga, I'm in pain.
Chill.
I got to go. She done went to the hospital. She got bruised ribs.
Damn.
From having.
You sure all she did here we did with lay on?
This big, yeah. She said from her having her legs back and this big monster humping. Yeah. She talking about, and you know this nigga humping, we.
That nigga trying to plant a flag on
her. I said.
They trying to sign a name on her ass.
I said, you sure you wasn't assaulted?
So
she was like.
Maybe that just wasn't the position that she should have been in.
She said after that experience, she was so just absolutely done. She's now been celibate for the last past 2 years because she was like, she's traumatized by that.
We on the business here. I'm going to give some game to the ladies, right?
Okay,
they must have fucking in a Prius. So,
God damn.
So,
damn.
When you got a big nigga, ladies, you gotta ride this big nigga. You can't let this big nigga get on top of you. You gotta ride this big nigga. You can control the pressure here. If you gotta stand up on your feet, you can't get on your knees and round, you gotta stand up on your feet. However this big nigga is, you pick this big nigga. So just you gotta deal with it. So get on top of this big nigga and you can control the pressure. Because if you let this big nigga turn you over,
it's over.
But you ain't getting no pleasure.
Bombs over Baghdad, baby.
If you got a big nigga with a stomach, you mount this big nigga like a quarter horse and then go to work. Stand on your feet. Get them knees. You got them egg. If you got some egg knees, stand on this nigga. Stand on this nigga and give him some and then back up off him.
So if you got a big wide nigga, remember.
Your nigga ain't gonna stay long.
This him. So that means your legs, now you gonna rip your goddamn shit out.
That's why you got to stand up on him. You got to put. Yeah, you got to stand up on him and hold on to his stomach.
There's another angle to that.
Yeah, she don't know how to fuck.
No. Because
wasn't fucking her right. That's what it was.
That was a husband.
A husband ain't teach her the tricks.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he was a smaller man.
Ain't no matter. Get
around her size.
Man, I don't care. Get on her feet. The nigga is a big nigga. He ain't gonna be there but 2-3 minutes.
Yeah. Maybe he too fat to be fucking. Maybe he need to lose some weight.
Bigger got pussy. You see little Kim on top of that nigga.
Yeah,
she had to be on top of him.
It would have never happened.
Her ribs would have been crushed.
She would have been crushed, but guess what? She got that.
Or they can get it from the back. What about from the back?
Get it from the back.
I think that's the best position.
That nigga put his stomach on your buttocks.
Because it's a whole lot of stomach. It's a whole lot of stomach to get to get to that. And you know, the bigger the stomach, sometimes the smaller the thigh. So you probably got to turn around and look at the door while he.
You got to have a high.
Both y'all got to be looking at the same position.
You gotta have a high bed. First, you gotta start off on a high bed.
I need to know why you know all of this.
Because I'm a nigga with a little stomach.
Well, I was married to a big man.
I mean, you know, I'm just saying. But you know.
Yeah.
Your ribs were all bruised up.
But I'm all right, though. I'm all right in the other ear. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, but once you heist that thing or you go under that thing.
Because I guess she felt comfortable talking to me because I was married to an overweight man. But I didn't have them issues.
But I'm like, school. She don't know.
And I'm not a writer.
So he knew how to balance himself. That's right. Why he didn't have a okay.
Yeah, he. I mean, we didn't. It wasn't never really.
You're not a writer.
Missionary. I'm not a writer.
Oh.
No. Why the fuck not? Those two basic things you learn: hula hooping, teach you how to ride.
I can hula hoop like a motherfucker.
Well, then you can ride,
but
then.
I ain't no good rider.
Well, you just lazy. That's what fuck that is. That's fucking lazy. That's what fuck that is.
You call it what you want. Call it what you mean. Now to my down. Or just period.
Go sign with that. That's laziness.
I've never enjoyed that point in life.
You like to ride.
I've never enjoyed that.
You like to ride. That's your favorite position.
Vaughn finna break it down.
No, I ain't gonna break it down, but I'm saying I'm at the point in life, my knees ain't the best that they used to be.
It's
the left knee that give me problems now.
Vaughn.
However, that was my favorite then because I'm not an easy person to
get off.
Yeah, so that would get me there quick, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, do it from the back.
Yeah, I'm not an easy person to get off
because
either,
that angle,
getting from the back gets you off too, right?
Yeah,
from the back.
Yeah, but that riding is, you know, that's like, whew, yeah.
You like from the back.
riding
it. But now being lazy is missionary.
You ain't gonna be up there long.
That's the laziest position, and I'm down with being, because I'm old now.
Yeah, you mess with old niggas. Yeah. You can be up there long, and they can't handle you on top of him like that for 2-3 minutes.
He can't last commercial long, break. And I can't either. So commercial we break. Good.
You on commercial break. You be done fucked before the show come back on.
Tell your girl your girl need to take some calcium
she
pills and some shit.
She said she done.
Some vitamin K, some bone health.
So she let one nigga ruin her life.
Sometimes it's like that. All it take is one nigga.
A bad experience. Just take the dudes out. Life period. Sometimes it is one bad experience that just make you not want to go that way no more.
So I got a question. So most times your first experience sometimes is your worst experience. Why that don't change it when you're 17, 18?
You're young. You were figuring things out. You're finding your way through. You don't know what you're doing. Mm. So
you could be 40, don't know what the fuck you're doing.
And that's a problem.
That's a problem. It happens though.
That's a problem because you should have learned something from every, depending on how active you are, should have learned something from every partner that you have been with, or I don't care if you watch porn, you should have learned something.
Scared sex will get you hurt too. Message.
Ooh. What is that?
Scared sex.
Scared sex?
Scared sex will get you hurt.
What's scared sex?
I'm scared to, you know, you lay there and get pounded instead of moving in the position to where it's easier on you, or you just like so nervous about it, you can't like enjoy it, and you tensing up, and you all like tight. You know, you all like, you think you ain't too much in your own head about it, and then it ain't enjoyable. You're tensing up, you don't like it, you're not really feeling it. Nothing is making you feel good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Scare sex.
That's why you have to be comfortable with the person that you're with. I didn't have my first orgasm until I was maybe like 23.
You had all that magic in your ass, so that's why you was there.
Had that what?
Magic in your ass. You do all that magic. You messing with the wrong nigga.
Uh-oh. That's what y'all all say, though.
Messing with the lazy nigga. It's lazy niggas, too, now.
You sure
it ain't just women. It's lazy niggas, too, that once I get you, better get it.
Right. They worrying about getting them. So when you have a man who takes their time with you, so the first man I had an orgasm with was the man that I married. Because he took his time with me. He talked me through.
You know, you could talk somebody through an orgasm though. That is good. Talk through that orgasm.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love to talk during sex.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. I've turned into a talker.
So look, my girlfriend who listens to both podcasts, she said, when I told her who I was taping with today, she said, when you gonna go head on and stop playing with that man and give him some?
I don't know. After you said what you said today, I don't know if he ready for that.
Girl, we not. I said we've never even been on a date. It's not even like that with him. We're just friends. She said,
take them food off that magic potion.
She said, if I can see it, I know he sees it. Y'all supposed to be together, and y'all Scorpios. She said, oh, that shit gonna be nasty. I said, dang. Girl, I might get him pregnant.
Oh, damn. I done got snipped. So ain't no babies going in or out of this motherfucker.
I ain't
motherfucker.
Got no plumbing neither.
I just got snipped. And I ain't got
y'all
tested.
Perfect is.
And I got tested. All that shit say negative.
Negative.
Negative. Negative count. Y'all negative.
Neither one of y'all got no running
I
water.
I ain't the baby, Pappy. You know what I mean? We say,
run the water.
Nah, my water turn off.
He said, everybody water off. Yeah.
You're right, bro. Crazy. I went down there, and the man gave me that. Gave
what
me the
made you do
back.
That, though, after having one kid?
What? Because he's 32. Damn, it's about to be 32.
Because who the hell about to be 32 round here with a 6 month old?
Because there's people I know that's in that position.
To be honest with you, I'm too old to be somebody. I'm too old to be somebody's baby daddy.
I ain't got no kids that young.
I'm not married.
Birthday parties.
I'm not in a serious relationship with anybody.
High school, everybody like, where's your dad? No, that's your grandpa. Where's your dad?
So, and my grandbaby is 8. Going on 9. I'm not bringing a child.
Your grandbaby.
And then I'm out here.
Your grandbaby at your
call him uncle.
And an uncle, niece, first birthday party.
I'm not going out like that, y'all. I'm not going out
Who's
like that.
Who's your sister? That's my uncle.
Right.
And that fucks up the dynamic up. Because I'm not spending my 50s raising a baby.
That shit don't look cool at all.
And there's no connect with your sister or your
brother. So it wasn't a bad experience that got you there.
Well, I thought about it.
Hold on.
I'm gonna tell you what it is. I thought about how it was for me with my daughter's mother and how we was not doing the things right. It was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the relationship with my daughter, we had to work on that after all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't want to go down that road at 50 paying no fucking child support. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
At this time in my life, I had making child support payments and having a baby with somebody I don't even fucking really love or like that. We just fucking and then now we got this whole dynamic. Now we got this kid. We got to try to figure out how to raise that 50 and shit. And then next thing you know, we ain't vibing. I'm somebody fucking baby daddy.
Yeah.
53 years old, talking about some fucking. Nah.
Then somebody come along trying to date him, and she like, you got a goddamn brand new baby.
No disconnect. 30-year gap between siblings.
Mm-mm.
The closest thing she got is my grandbaby, Millie, at 8. Millie ain't be, you know, come on, man.
I ain't going out like that.
Be a poppy.
Rest in peace, he just passed away last week. He was still paying child support. I think he's in his late 60s. Still paying, but he's back paying. He's paying back pay. Yes.
Okay.
On a kid that he didn't even know was his until 15, 20 years ago. And this is a grown, the adult child that he is still paying back pay child support on.
Damn.
That's some fucked up shit.
And he passed away. He passed away last week, but
I wouldn't even work.
Yeah.
I live off the state. I ain't got no job, y'all.
And the thing about it is the adult child was like, I don't even want the money. Like, I'm established, but of course he can't get off of it because it's the back pay that he's catching up on.
You think that ain't worried, man?
He's dead now, right?
You think that
ain't help contribute to some of that health problems worrying about that shit right now?
If he got any assets, probate gonna
because if the
woman was getting support from the state, that's a bill owed.
Yep,
that's gonna get paid.
And they gonna tear that down. Whatever he had, like you said, whatever he had, gonna go to probate, and that's a whole nother problem.
Well, Jesus gotta take the will on that because
Jesus gonna have to take the will.
But yeah, we too old out here to talk about.
Fuck that shit. I ain't having no damn baby.
Unless you want it. You know, there's people who want it.
Married, you know, we got a time limit. I'm not having nothing in my 50s. You better get me while I'm 40.
So you would marry?
I'm saying if I was married and we was talking about having kids, that's different. It's a whole different dynamic.
So you 50.
About to be
50. Mm-hmm. And you meet a 28-year-old. She tell you, I don't have any
children. He wouldn't mess with a 28. She's too young
than my daughter,
33.
That's where life is unfair.
35.
Okay, 35. There we go. We got action.
She never had any kids. She's like, I know you had your procedure, but you can reverse it. We married.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have a baby?
No.
I'm sorry. I'm over here. I ain't even gonna do it.
Because I'm like, listen, I'm at the point of my life now. I'm once I get my health shit together, I'm like, you know, let's do something. I want to be able to do something without having to plan a babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have somebody to watch your baby. Man, damn that.
That's what life was unfair at, though.
I'm at the point now. I'm got used to being so able to do what I want to do. I don't want to go back to being that structure.
Yeah. Men can have babies all the way up to the day they die.
Yeah.
Baby.
But not now coming out.
Y'all, women start having to be like 50.
I had one and I could not understand for the life of me after having that one, how the hell hoes be out here having?
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Because they're not doing anything constructive. If you're not working and being productive at doing something, all you're going to do is lay up.
My one child kept me so damn busy.
Crab balls and lay up.
Soccer practice.
Cardi got them. Cardi popping
them.
Cardi got money.
She got, nannies watching the babies.
Yeah, she got.
No, I said she was. I was.
Yeah, when you have help, when you have people Let's just take the average person that
they ain't got nannies.
They got babysitters though. They got their mama, their grandma, their cousin. Well, they have somebody they might, watching the baby.
Still outside too now.
Yeah.
So she ain't got time to watch. Well, and you know what? The last number I heard on daycare was $175 a week.
Oh, it's more than that.
That's the last number.
And
I heard.
That's probably the cheap. That's probably Sunshine House.
You know what I'm saying? That's when the last number I heard. A week.
That's La Petite's.
And don't have two. That's times two.
And guess what? Half of them, they don't even, you got to bring your own lunch, bring your food there. Yeah. So that remember, don't even include the food probably.
I remember being on WIC and got a voucher for Deja. I don't know if they even do that no more. I was
they
on
still
WIC.
Do WIC, but I think sure it's, did. I think it's got a voucher minimized
for that.
I got a daycare voucher and everything.
Man. Trump give you $5,000 for a baby.
Trump ain't giving you shit, man. That bastard ain't giving you nothing. Bastard ain't giving nobody nothing. But
he
ain't
that what it said, though.
That motherfucker. Know. Where the money at then?
That what it said.
There's
man.
A baby born right now. Where the money at?
That what it said.
Well, all I'm saying is this time having children, our generation having children in this generation, we is doomed.
You want to go to Hawaii and have a baby because you ain't going. You
because
ain't
they're not raising the children. The tablet or the phone is raising the kids.
You want to go football games and shit or have babies, but you can't do both. It's too fucking high.
You can't work. You can't. You won't be able to work to and have like you.
You ain't got no outside life.
You ain't gonna have nothing.
It's yeah, hard. It's hard enough being a single person trying to pay a mortgage. Bills,
grocery bill,
everything,
car note, insurance, yeah. And still $100 be able to have fun and have a life.
One bag, two bags.
I spent $300 at Sam's yesterday.
I spent $48 about 10 items.
$48.
That lady was beside me. I remember orange juice was the dollar and some change.
Shit, I'm going back to
Brackner.
Orange juice like $4.97,
though. You going back to the kind that you have to put the powder in the water and mix it up and then put it in the freezer and
There you go.
Or the kind
of the Donald Duck juice.
The frozen, you know, concentrated ones.
Man, this ain't nothing like a good damn cup of Bright and Early now. They no, got apple juice.
They only make Donald Duck juice.
That's orange drink.
They got orange, and they got apple juice and
now,
grape.
The apple
now.
Juice tastes good. That grape
and
is
grape.
The grape is a little the grape and the orange is a little too much.
Mix it together.
What's it a Bright and Early?
Absolutely. Bright and Early. $4 for $5. You couldn't beat that shit, man. No, I live off that shit when I was younger.
It was $4 for $5 back then.
It was $4 for $5. Four cartons.
You'll never see that
again.
You won't
get that shit now.
I don't know what it is now.
Where
but
y'all
damn
was shopping at the Red and White?
At Piggly Wiggly. At the Piggly Wiggly.
That's at the KJ's.
Piggly Wiggly.
You'll
I don't know what the hell KJ's.
You'll
Piggly
never see
Wiggly.
Them days again.
Bright and Early was
what was
staple.
Our topic today? We all over the goddamn place.
Bright and fucking Early and stingy pussy.
And you don't want no stingy pussy bright and early in the morning.
But is a girl worth waiting for if she being a little stingy?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There ain't nothing wrong with a little change.
What's overbearing stingy?
How long, though?
10 fucking years, Maya.
How long have we known each other, Kelvin?
We've known each other what? When we met? At the
2021?
22? It was 21?
Yeah.
That's when we all had
yeah,
the thing,
21.
Right? So what are you saying? Talk to me.
So who's stingy?
I'm just saying.
With a magic puss.
I'm not. You can't just be down here throwing around your magic
How
shit.
How you throwing around for 5 years?
You can't just be out here throwing around.
You
magic have, pussy.
You stingy. It's 5 years, you stingy ass.
So you're trying to say you tried and she wouldn't give it up?
I got to make sure.
We can go have sex right now if you want.
I got to make sure.
With my damn
crook.
I got
to make sure he the one.
That's your problem. You don't know if I'm the damn one. You keep worrying about, I got to make sure you the one. Hell, you don't know if I'm the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Until you give me some pussy.
Because let me tell you something about magic pussy. Magic pussy, no.
Man, magic pussy don't know.
Magic
that.
Pussy, no.
You're guessing.
Go ahead. What you doing?
Somebody who gonna have her locked in, and something she just gonna.
Right.
Oh, I had a good time with it.
What Ryan
well, maybe,
Chan,
maybe he got magic penis.
Exactly.
What Ryan
and you
Chan,
might be.
Man.
You might be.
So my magic powers are telling me.
Okay.
Whoa. That I don't wanna get into this lightly with this man.
You fuck around, you gonna miss
your chance.
Because
you already know.
Hold on, because hold on. I already know.
You can see
it's
though.
Gonna be a situation.
I'm gonna tear that ass up.
It's gonna be a situation. It's no turning back. So
I'm gonna get the sciatic off my ass.
Oh Lord, that right there ain't no joke.
That's why I choose to say.
What's that?
That's why you're gonna be a Maya.
I'm calling Cap.
I'm gonna hold out.
She's gonna be a Maya.
I'm gonna hold out.
Because she can foresee that it's gonna be a situation.
I already know.
And somebody gonna come out alive.
So you gotta remember,
might be on another crutch.
The first time I met this man, it was instant chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted me. Y'all was fine as a motherfucker.
Oh, I wanted you. Yeah, it wasn't the other way around.
You saw me first.
Okay. And then what? And then you saw me
happened? You introduced yourself.
And it was stars. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's right. Because I didn't see who was all in the building. I wasn't making eye contact. When I walked in, she was like, who the fuck is this nigga?
I remember.
And I said,
I remember that.
Yeah. So the attraction was initiated by you.
So it was,
and that's fine because I was attracted too.
Right. So,
but I was checking all the ladies out. I was just looking.
Yes,
to see what
I know
going
his
on.
Horse ass was.
I gotta be a whore
because
I'm looking in the room.
But I captivated him.
Yeah.
Captivated. Boy, yeah, you busting out them big words today.
I did. I captivated him, and he was not able to, hold it together the rest of because I kept watching him.
My country ass was just having some fun.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I was drunk. We were drunk. We ain't got in there. That's the fucking problem.
You were.
We came in there drunk.
Yes, you were. Because y'all had a cup. Y'all stayed with a cup.
We came in on 10 anyway. Like, what kind of fucking meekness is anyway?
Yeah.
But you got to know your limits with people.
That's true. You know, it's good flirting here.
But that's a limit.
You know what I'm saying? We flirt.
Yes.
Right? We flirt.
It's
that's
a beautiful
fine
thing.
It's a limit.
Yeah, we able to
how long I choose to pursue you.
Correct.
Because I'm not losing nothing by
no,
by,
it's not.
By, it's not. You're not losing anything. I'm not losing anything. Right? So until some things get compromised and losing, we, you know.
Yeah, just having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but see, the thing is.
Now, if I'm putting out, I'm investing now.
Oh, yes. Shit. If I'm putting investment in, I expect a return on my
return.
Damn investment.
Hell yeah.
Damn it.
Well, you
with your stingy ass.
You ain't invested nothing yet.
I'm just saying.
Sometimes
just,
people think conversation is an investment.
Put out the IPO on it.
I'm
let me
not,
get a, let me buy
even,
some stock
I'm not
in
even
it.
Talking about, we haven't even gone on a date.
That's your problem. That's your fault.
Y'all talk. I'm talking about.
We're on a date now,
y'all talking about y'all too.
We passed that shit. Okay.
Just go to the room.
You ready to go to the room? If we have not even gone on a date.
Damn that. This the 2020 season. Nobody need dates. You want to give me some, you're going
to
give me some. Whether I'm on a date or not.
I mean, she needs to know your favorite color. She needs to know your favorite number. She needs to know.
She know her damn business.
She do all that. She do her magic shit.
That's none of her damn business. So she can get all do that damn root shit on me. Know all my favorite color. This is color, right?
I want to know what that shit is for real.
I'm scared of it.
But I tried.
Though.
Oh God!
Was susceptible.
It's in you. It ain't on you.
What you said?
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
One. I was. What you said? That word
was.
With the magic
watch one.
Well, so, what you said? So
you want a little spell? See how you act.
Let me get a little whiff of it. Let me get a little whiff of that magic puss. Let me get a little whiff of it.
I don't know.
It smell like magic in here.
It smell like magic in here.
It smell like look at y'all.
Fairy dust.
Oh,
fairy dust.
Oh, I think it's a song called Fairy Dust.
I heard somebody say that.
So have you ever heard of this? You ever heard of the women?
Mm-hmm.
They're the mermaids of the sea. They're called sirens.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And they would sit on the rocks.
I'm scared.
They would sit on the rocks and they would sing. And mm-hmm. the men in the Navy or on the boats.
You've heard the
Oh, that's Black Panther shit.
The Wakanda shit. Yeah, okay, so.
You need to go watch Black Panther.
You know, it's all good and all.
Listen,
that.
Listen, so this is, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but it's not
all
really.
It all do.
So, a succubus is a female demon.
You know what? Thank you for saving me.
Listen.
Because you keep the balloons on.
Come back. Wait a minute.
No,
let
you
me
lost.
Finish.
I'm gone.
Let me finish.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's a female demon in medieval folklore that visits men in their dreams and seduces them to drain their life or energy.
Jesus Christ.
That's the medieval term of a succubus.
A woman is a hell of a drug.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay. So what I'm saying is magical women have traits of succubus, we are able to exchange life force energy with men. And that's why we are so captivating.
Keep that shit.
You have to understand, we're the portal.
It's sad.
We are the portal.
You are the portal.
So, mm-hmm. All this shit come full circle. Okay, go ahead. I don't know, Yosha. That first paragraph scared me too.
I said that's how it was in medieval folklore.
There's some truth to every underlying situation.
I just said.
I'm not fucking with demons.
I'm not a demon.
I didn't say you was.
I'm not a demon. I was getting.
And I don't want no demon pussy. I ain't strong enough to handle demon pussy. Maybe my early 20s, I might have. Yeah, you talking about life? So, taking my life for us. Man, what?
Yeah, that shit sounds kind of demonic.
Man. I already got my manhood snipped.
I'm a Baptist.
You try to take the life?
I'm a Baptist. I don't believe in that. I go to do proud of Baptist.
So that was Geno Jenkins.
What's Geno Jenkins got to say about this?
You find yourself to be at in the 20s.
Yeah, going to hell.
That's why she can't get rid of that.
I do have traits of a succubus, right? Man. I can use my powers for good or for evil.
Jesus Christ.
And to say that I have not used them for evil in the past, I'd be lying to you.
We need prayer.
Mm. Have I used them for evil? Yes, I have. I have used my powers to manipulate men and to be mean to them. Yes, I have.
Mm.
And I feel like I did that because they had it coming because of the way they treated me.
Mm.
Was it right? No, it was not. But just the fact that I know the powers that I have and I know how to manipulate them, that makes it evil.
Mm.
Okay? However, I can use those same powers for good, and I choose to use them for good, especially at this point in my life. I no longer want to manipulate or be evil to men. Mm-hmm. If I have to do that, I'd rather not even fuck with you.
Right. Damn.
A young woman would not know that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, when I was younger, that's when I was doing shit.
Keep my fruit of balloons on.
So I'm down.
You ain't got to worry about it.
So the date is over.
A succubus.
A succubus. Check, I'm gonna start using that term. Every time I see them, somebody post a thirst trap on social media, I'm gonna say you're
a damn succubus. You succubus ass. You succubus ass motherfucker. Check, please.
How about that? I'll follow your succubus ass right now.
Your succubus ass. You probably there. Damn.
Damn, yo.
Maya may know her strengths. Right. And maybe she's a succubus and don't want to.
And maybe she does not want to unleash that power.
So be thankful, Maya,
that life force energy.
She ain't that good at it, for what y'all say. She down doing songs with Silk the Shocker. Like she would have damn.
Well, you said that was the best song that he had.
That was not the best song he had.
That the best man she could suck.
The best song.
She could suck the bass in.
Suck
the bass. Damn.
Man, listen. Might need to get bent over a damn, bent over just like damn Yosha. That'll get all the succubus out your ass right now. Somebody let somebody fuck some of the succubus out.
Damn,
you.
Damn, man.
Succubus. At almost 50, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So,
Maya
stuff.
I will just strategically do what I do with whom I need to do when I need to do it. Mm. So
my name ain't came up on your succubus board yet, huh?
Do y'all...
Not yet.
Do y'all what?
What have I told you? I'm a damn succubus.
Are you scared at some possibly being alone?
Am I scared of being alone?
No.
No.
Shit, no.
Mm-mm.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, no.
Man, aggravating the fuck out of me.
Some women feel like, you know.
That's because I don't think they come into their own. I think they haven't. Oh. I don't know. I mean, companionship is always great.
I'm gonna tell you something, y'all.
You're not alone if you have companionship.
Because if a woman don't know how to be by herself, she gonna always want you there, bro. And then if you a person that likes to have some me time, like I like football, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna watch football, right? I'm a diehard football fan. It don't even have to be my team. I can watch, right?
Like,
and I feel like that's like my time to do the things that I want. We could do things together. We could also have to do things apart. Mm-hmm. If your woman don't know how to do things apart, she's gonna always be like clutching on you and like saying, "Do this and do this."
Once I become Kelvin's woman,
you know, like
whether it's next week or 2 years from now, I will make his food for Sunday, mm-hmm. so he can watch football and have something to eat. And I will leave the house for several hours and do my thing.
Don't have to leave.
I got my little thing that I do on Sunday.
Yeah, you got your things going on.
I'll be in the room in my office on the computer, but I'm going to give him that time because I know that's what he wants. And what
about every now and then?
Yeah, we can watch together. But okay. What I'm saying is, like, people need to have their things they do together, and also their individual.
Yes.
Like, we don't have to have the same friends. And like,
I don't want your friends.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you have to, it be forced together. Like, relationships be, like, if I had a girlfriend, Scum married, like, we would have to hang out as a group all the time and all that type. Hell no. I knew this nigga felt like, you know what I'm saying? We could drink. It's ways to do things to give people.
Everybody needs their own individual life.
To have individual and together. You can do individual things and be together.
Mm-hmm.
And do things together.
You're not down with
Couple friends. You can go on trips together and stuff like that. But sometimes you just want
to. But I get what he's saying. I want to miss my man. I want to enjoy spending time with him, but I don't want to crowd him, and I don't want him crowding me.
Because if you're in school, right? Just say if my woman's in school, mm-hmm. and she's studying and all that. What I look like going around and fucking with her and like, why you ain't cook? She's studying for a test. Like, she's like, nigga, go cook. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just using an example. But yeah. I'm saying, like, you don't know how to be by yourself.
Right.
In your own individualism sometimes. And it could become nagging. It can become like aggravating, and then you start resenting,
right?
You know, that feeling of like, damn man, I can't do shit. You always down. I'm going to Scum House. You call me every 10 minutes.
When
you
come back.
God damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll be ready for you.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
We gotta get all that sucker without you first. I'm a Baptist now.
You said you're gonna suck it out of
me. I'm a Baptist.
Succubus.
I'm gonna beat that out the backbone.
Oh my gosh.
Damn.
That sounds aggressive.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna get this hip back together.
Uh-huh.
Boy, you about to be half a century. You ain't about to get nothing back together.
You ain't gonna bust my ribs up, are you?
No,
because you're gonna be on your knees.
Yeah,
okay.
You'll be tootily booted.
Yeah. Or you're gonna be on the high bed.
Okay. What'd he say? The high bed.
Yeah, it gotta be a high bed.
I'm gonna go under.
No IKEA beds. Can't do the IKEA bed.
I think we need to end the show.
Your G spot that way.
Right.
Oh, okay.
That's why
I had you on that bed.
Doing it.
It's getting hot in here.
As long as y'all be fucking in cars like your homegirl.
In the Prius.
She was not in no Prius.
She wasn't a Prius.
No, she was in a Geostorm.
Oh, I know it's time to go.
She was in the Geostorm
in 93. Okay.
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, y'all, thank you for tuning in to today's episode.
Never miss an episode
with the Very Necessary Podcast. And you can always catch the Scumbag Lounge. Is it the Scumbag Lounge podcast? With K Stucky and 40 Fonz. Am I doing too much? Am I saying it right?
You're perfect.
Okay. And you know where to catch us on all podcast platforms and never miss an episode on the Very Necessary Podcast.com website. And we out.
Bye.
Peace.